Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Kenai River is looking cleaner and healthier thanks to the hard work of nearly 500 students who participated in the 10th annual Kenai River Spring Cleanup on Wednesday. The event, organized by the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, was a resounding success, drawing together youth from across the Kenai Peninsula to help protect one of Alaska's most iconic waterways. Students from various Kenai area schools and several homeschool groups rolled up their sleeves to clean up 7 heavily used public access points along the river. They collected various forms of trash, from discarded fishing lines to old tires, contributing to a cleaner, safe habitat for salmon and other local wildlife. The event made a visible difference to the river and was a powerful lesson in stewardship and responsibility. Cindy Glassmaker, the woman who had the idea for the event several years ago, said she thinks the Kenai River is always going to have a certain amount of trash.
We are a tourist-based location and not everybody's mindful, so I think we're always going to have a certain amount here and there. But I always tell kids, every little bit helps.
The Kenai River Spring Cleanup highlights how community action can create lasting impacts for the environment. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The National Transportation Safety Board has released a preliminary report on last month's fatal plane crash near Nanwalek. Investigators say the Cessna T-207, operated by Smoky Bay Air, crashed April 28th while attempting to land on a scheduled flight from Homer.
While on approach from the north to the south on runway 19, sidestepped to the right, flew out over the water, and then there was a very sharp turn to the left. And basically where the airplane ended up impacting the beach was pretty much at the approach end of runway 19. So very sharp turn, low to the ground, low airspeed.
That was Clint Johnson with the NTSB speaking to KTUU. Pilot Daniel Bunker of Homer and passenger Jenny Miller of Anchorage were both killed. A third passenger survived with serious injuries. Witnesses have confirmed the account of the plane taking a steep left bank and spiraling to the ground, crashing about 350 feet away from the runway. No mechanical issues were found during the on-site inspection, and the investigation is ongoing. The NTSB has not yet released a probable cause. A Juneau citizens group is pushing 3 ballot initiatives aimed at lowering the city's cost of living. Proposals include a 9 mil cap on property tax rates, sales tax exemptions for food and utilities, and a return to poll-based elections. Supporters say assembly spending is out of control and the tax burden on residents is too high. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
A mental health crisis center in Anchorage is shutting down. The Providence Crisis Recovery Center is expected to close on May 16th due to a loss in funding. The center released a statement earlier this month saying an annual $1.2 million federal grant was abruptly canceled. The Providence said it receives state grants and Medicaid reimbursements, but it isn't enough to maintain operations. Anchorage is increasing security measures at Town Square Park. Mayor LaFrance is announcing plans to install cameras around park to assist police. The cameras are part of a pilot project to deter criminal activity. They've already been ordered, but there's no word yet when they'll be installed. Alaskans are becoming more aware of online scammers using cryptocurrency. A report from the FBI was released late last month for its 2024 Internet Crime Report. Its Anchorage office says roughly 45% of the reported losses were related to cryptocurrency. Numbers showed a decrease in loss trends in the state by nearly $6 million. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.